Just one little thing for everybody is that, you know, she said something beautiful. I almost saw something. Okay? So it is doubt. It doesn't matter if you fantasize it or visualize it. You're going to say, whatever is whatever is. If you fantasize something, that's fine. But you're following, we call ourselves travel guides on these voyages. You're following a voice. Things show up. You don't say, I almost see it. There are only two versions. You see something, you don't. And you don't go, maybe it's my fantasy. Do you see how the mind is interfering constantly? So you just relax. Whatever happens, happens. You're sitting in the movie theater. You don't go, I almost see something on the screen. You either see something on the screen or not. You don't go, I almost feel an emotion. No, you feel something or you don't. Doesn't matter. It is your head that is creating things that are not there. So I want you to stop with that. That is your doubt. That's your insecurity. If you see nothing, only blackness, then you see nothing, only blackness. In that blackness, things are happening that you cannot see. That's fine. Maybe you don't see, maybe you feel, maybe you hear. But the one thing you always will hear is one of our voices. Just allow that voice to do its work. And the rest, trust that the best will happen, even if you cannot see, sense, or anything happen. Does it make sense? So some of you may have not seen, feel anything. Does that mean that your karma was not released? No. If you've given your permission and you want it, it is gone. You can also see it as a garbage can. You can always go back and say, I want my garbage back. Right? So you can go pick up your garbage and collect it again. Go over it. Or you can say, I'm free, I'm moving forward, now I'm going to create what I really want. That is your choice now. And so leave doubt out, because doubt is the mind just trying to pull you back. And it's old programming. It's time for us to recognize it and to decide, I'm no longer the slave of my mind. I am the creator. Right? So repeat after me. I am the creator.
I am the creatrix.
I am the creator.
I am the creatrix.
That's it. And you have to remind yourself a lot of times that to be true.
Well, and just know that we only see 2% of the light spectrum, right? We can only see 2%, but we are so attached to those 2%. There's a bunch of rays we can't see with our human eyes, but you can sense them, right? Oh, you can hear them, radio waves. You can't see them, infrared. So just know that. And I think we'll be talking about that later on anyway, but we have, as humans, a lot of attachments going on, right? We attach to people who we believe only this person is going to heal me. Only that condition is going to be, you know, my saving grace. We attach, right? And I've noticed, I mean, we noticed that the whole time as well, but I've noticed that whenever I get too attached to something, I am basically giving my power away. Because I'm saying I can only be happy or I can only be fulfilled if this is all happening. Mm-hmm. That's a real good way to set yourself up for real failure, right? And despair. Because the only thing that is a security and a real constant is that we'll have change. So things are going to change the whole time. The only thing where we can find safety is in ourselves. So I'd love to give that feedback also back to, you know, watch out when you're giving your power away. And we usually mean real well when we do it. Right? How many of us get into a relationship thinking, oh, in this relationship with this partner, I'm going to make it. Business relationships. Oh, I only need that one marketing guy. I only need that one boss. I only need that one tool. Then it's going to be okay. And we can often lead, you know, very distracted lives pursuing that one thing. But all the time, whatever we needed was right here. So, there's a lot of guru competition, I feel, on this planet right now.
What competition?
Guru competition.
Guru competition, okay.
Yeah, my guru is better than your guru. My yoga is more efficient than your yoga. My breathing is more humble than your breathing.
My meditation is better.
My meditation is more powerful than your meditation. Just watch out. And watch out when you are passing those judgments too. Mm. Thank you.
And what's important is that... yeah, sure. One of the most beautiful things, I think, that in yoga they teach you is you cannot compare yourself to others. Mm. Right, so here I am feeling very fit, strong, and then I have this yoga teacher like this, and she does things that makes me sweat, and I'm like, how is it possible? How can she do that? I cannot do that, right? And then they're totally flexible. So if you keep comparing, you know, you feel this, it's a kind of a very ultra-fine aggression in yourself. And the other way around is another question. If they can do it, how did they do it? What do I need to practice to be able to become the best that I can become? Maybe I cannot become ever like this man who's been doing yoga since he was 2 years old, but I can become the best I can become for myself. Does it make sense? So when we stop comparing, it's a different way. Mm. So we will get into that a little bit when we talk about some other things. One of the other things I wanted to just mention shortly on, based on the previous experience, she was saying, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, I've not been able to create abundance in my life, right? It's a big one. And I even had to borrow money to come here. And in other sense, she was saying, I'm giving so much to people. I'm giving so much light. I'm trying to help the world. Who of you know, just by knowing these two things, what the problem is? Just shout it out. It's okay. Lorena, you be.
She can't receive.
Can't receive. No confidence to receive. That's one thing. Attracts what she. Yes. Other one here was a voice. Hmm. I didn't hear. Say again.
Just
communication. Okay. There was one in the back. Auto-sabotage, ok?
Una credenza negativa.
Negative belief, mm-hmm. Yes, ok. All of that is true. But there's something else that you've not mentioned yet. The need to sacrifice. I could feel it in her voice. The need to sacrifice. So, all of what you say is part of that. It's a complete construct. But when you believe you need to sacrifice in order to receive, you will never sacrifice enough. Does it make sense? You see, a limiting belief we can change. You go, rah, 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 I can do it, powerful. Well, you can make changes happen just with that belief. But if there's a need for sacrifice, under that, you will always sacrifice. Does it make sense? And I could feel that inner voice. I could feel that vibration right there. And that's why this karma clearing will have to eliminate that. And then comes the second part. What is it that you really want? And that's a bigger thing. Are you courageous enough to ask really what you want? Most people don't really ask what you want. Give me a little bit, just enough to be okay. Anybody recognize this? That you don't want to say, give me everything. I want to live in abundance. You feel guilty if you get too much. Some of us do that, all right? So your heart is where you need to go to ask, what makes my heart sing? What makes me really sing? And your ego is, okay, what do I really want to have? Those are the things that we're going to be doing in the next quantum voyages as well, to liberate ourselves, to be able to ask the universe what is that they want. Here's what we say to the universe. We serve you and you serve us. Here's our list of conditions. Okay? Both of us agree, true or false, we don't want to suffer anymore. By serving.
Not unnecessarily, no.
Yeah. No, we don't want to be doing this work we're doing and suffer for it, right? We want to be able to do it and enjoy it. That was one of our conditions. We want to have time for ourselves. We want to have time for the two of us. We want to have time for family. If the success becomes so huge, we're trying to save the planet, but we don't have time for us, we're not going to be part of that. Does it make sense? So what are your conditions to serve? If you have no conditions, the universe says, okay, try this, do that. And do you see people are serving and they're running like crazy and they totally forget themselves? Are there any one of them in the room today? Okay, we have a few of them here. So you want to, actually we've been guided by Chris Celine to say take care of yourself first. Because if you take care of yourself, you have more to give to the planet. If you empty your bottle, what is there left to give? Number one, you die before your time, you suffer, you're miserable, so you want to be sure that you're in a great health, great condition. We also take good care of our bodies, physically. We train, Joy has even studied yoga this year, and really to be even understand that better, and to be able to also help ourselves and ourselves much better through that. You want to really study, what do I need to do to make my body happy as well? That's very important.